Impulse arrested spills over, and the flood is feeling. The flood is passion. The flood is even madness. It depends on the force of the current, the height and strength of the barrier. The unchecked stream flows smoothly down its appointed channels into a calm well-being. The embryo is hungry day in, day out. The blood surrogate pump unceasingly turns its 800 revolutions a minute. The decanted infant howls. At once a nurse appears with a bottle of external secretion. Feeling lurks in that interval of time between desire and its consummation. Shorten that interval. Break down all those old, unnecessary barriers.
"Fortunate boys," said the controller. "No pains have been spared to make your lives emotionally easy, to preserve you. So far as that is possible, from having emotions at all."
"Ford's in his flivver," murmured the DHC. "All's well with the world."
"Lenina Crown?" said Henry Foster, echoing the assistant predestinator's question as he zipped up his trousers. "Oh, she's a splendid girl. Wonderfully pneumatic. I'm surprised you haven't had her."
"I can't think how it is I haven't," said the assistant predestinator. "I certainly will, at the first opportunity."
From his place on the opposite side of the changing room aisle, Bernard Marx overheard what they were saying and turned pale.
"And to tell the truth," said Lenina, "I'm beginning to get just a tiny bit bored with nothing but Henry every day." She pulled on her left stocking. "Do you know Bernard Marx?" she asked, in a tone whose excessive casualness was evidently forced. Fanny looked startled.
"You don't mean to say..." "Why not? Bernard's an Alpha Plus. Besides, he asked me to go to one of the Savage reservations with him. I've always wanted to see a Savage reservation."
"But his reputation!"
"What do I care about his reputation?
They say he doesn't like obstacle golf."
They say, mocked Lenina.
"And then he spends most of his time by himself, alone."
There was horror in Fanny's voice.
"Well, he won't be alone when he's with me. And anyhow, why are people so beastly to him? I think he's rather sweet."
She smiled to herself. How absurdly shy he had been, frightened almost, as though she were a world controller and he a gamma-minus machine minder.
"Consider your own lives," said Mustapha Mond. "Has any of you ever encountered an insurmountable obstacle?"
The question was answered by a negative silence.